From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A public hearing on a Cairo zoning law amendment turned heated on July 2nd. The discussion involving residents and town board members focused on the Main Street Commercial District Amendment intended to fill storefronts in the business district. The amendment would require owners of buildings that formerly housed a business on the ground floor to maintain the first floor for commercial use. Cairo Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the amendment would require owners of buildings that formerly housed a business on the ground floor to maintain the first floor for commercial use. He said, and I quote, "If you believe Main Street can be brought back again, then this is a mechanism to foster that type of development," end quote. First-term Councilman Jason Watts opposed the amendment as written, arguing that it restricts what owners can do with their property. And Watts said, "It has taken far too long for development to occur." Watts said, and I quote, "What about the people who own the land? Why are we restricting people?" End quote. Foundation co-president Sherry True said, "The Cairo Development Foundation's mission is to restore Main Street to attract offbeat eclectic shops that would give Cairo an identity." She said, "We have no identity here in Cairo, and nobody seems to want to identify who we are. This has been going on for years and years," end quote. Benoit said the town's 2017 zoning law was simplified to be more business-friendly, and commercial and industrial areas were expanded, but large-scale industries have not taken the bait. "The town is at a disadvantage. It cannot attract large-scale industrial development without the water or sewer infrastructure those enterprises need." Benoit said the board tabled the resolution to adopt the law until August. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Peter Flyrell is reporting in the Columbia paper that the steeple of the Austerlitz Town Hall is rotting. It may cost $15,000 to $18,000 to reconstruct and repair the town steeple, the story says. Fortunately, the town has extra money on hand, and the steeple will stand. Austerlitz is also spending $95,317 on curbing and paving at the town hall. The Austerlitz Pound Board meets next at 7 p.m. July 19th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. On July 2nd, local Congressperson John Faso's campaign manager, Tom Szymanski, demanded Faso's opponent state his position on whether the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency should be closed. And I quote, "Antonio Delgado's silence on this issue is disturbing. Mr. Delgado must immediately inform the voters of the 19th Congressional District if he stands with Mayor de Blasio, Kirsten Gillibrand, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Cynthia Nixon, or other fellow progressives on the loony left by wishing to abolish ICE. Voters deserve to know whether Mr. Delgado will work to abolish the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement," end quote. But WGXC could not find any statements about not abolishing ICE on Faso's campaign website or on his congressional website, so voters may be unsure about Faso's position on the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Delgado, a Democrat, is now on record as he replied on Twitter July 3rd, saying he does not support abolishing ICE. Delgado's Twitter account said, and I quote, "Congressman Faso should feel free to contact me directly with his inquiries about my positions. I would be happy to exchange cell phone numbers so that he does not need his staffer to send out statements written by Paul Ryan," end quote. New York Senator Gillibrand has said she would like to, and I quote, "reimagine," end quote, the agency with a, and I quote, "very different mission. I don't think ICE is working as intended. I believe it has become a deportation force, and I think it should separate the criminal justice from the immigration issues," end quote. New York's other senator, Chuck Schumer, has a significantly different opinion. He said, and I quote, "ICE does some functions that are very much needed. Reform ICE? Yes. That's what I think we should do," end quote. A Harvard-Harris poll from June 24th, 25th found that about half of the self-identified liberals said ICE should be disbanded. 41% of Democrats agreed, and 22% of Republicans agreed with ending the agency. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that Albany County Executive Daniel McCoy visited the jail July 2nd, where more than 230 migrants are being held, and he said he was, and I quote, committing resources to ensuring immigrant refugees being housed in Albany County Jail get fair legal representation. And he called for qualified attorneys and interpreters to aid in the effort, end quote. A few days before, Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration issued a statement saying New York will coordinate efforts to provide legal aid for the immigrants. Reportedly, New York State is providing on-site interpreters, 13 extra correction officers, free telephone calls, and more nurses and doctors. But Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple said that Albany Law School Professor Sarah Rodginson, director of the school's Immigration Law Clinic, has done most of the work on legal needs, not the state. Apple said, and I quote, this is really her thing. She's made this successful, end quote. In related news, the group ICE Free Capital District will protest at the local Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, 1086 Troy Schenectady Boulevard in Latham, at 7:30 a.m. on July the 6th. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.